my opinion, there could be a din, a chalos din of aseres yimei tshuva, not merely as the absorption of Rosh Hashanah, the preparation for Yom Kippur, the heightening of urgency and opportunity, that too, a lot in stake, and therefore I think some of the dinim of aseres yimei tshuva are based on that. But some of the extensions of aseres yimei tshuva, to me at least, seems that they establish that there is a tkufa called aseres yimei tshuva, chalos, and that is a fascinating thing which requires explanation. There's no, it's not explicit in the psukim. We have a chalamoed. Maybe we have two models of chalamoed, right? One Pesach, I believe so, one Sukkos. We have a third model, according to the Ramban, who thinks that the tkufa of Sfiras Omer is a kind of a chol kind of chalamoed between, you know, Pesach and Shavuos. Also fascinating. But those are all documented in Parshas Emor. If I'm correct about Aseres Yimei Tshuva being some sort of a chalos l'inyan kama dvarim, it's just fascinating that it's not documented explicitly. There may be a hint about the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the Psukim and Emor, in terms of the disruption of Vaydabar Hashem O Moshe L'Emor, Ach Bayomar, you know, Basir L'Chodesh Hazeh, you know, implying that, you know, it's not a coincidence that these happen, things happen in the same month, and that they are connected. Maybe by virtue of that connection, you know, the bridge between them also ends up gaining some stature. Certainly, one could say that Dirshua Hashem Behimatzo Karubi Aso Karov Elo Asar Yom Shubin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. One could say that that is that's the limud. Or by Yigva Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, which the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis on Beis says, is a reference to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, implying that Aseres Yimei Tshuva isn't just a time when Beinonim are tolim and waiting for, you know, the aftermath of Rosh Hashanah, waiting for Yom Kippur, and therefore an opportunity to upgrade your profile, but that on the contrary, the whole 10-day period is a chalos, special din, special status of din, special status of tshuva, etc. But it's just very fascinating that there should be such a thing, and that it should be undocumented, and was the significance of that. And yet, we tried to explain that with regard to a focus on certain mitzvos and nihugim, with regard to kalos tshuva, and certainly with regard to dine brachos, if a melech hakadosh is ma'akev, if in the other direction, things like zachreinu l'chaim, haskaros which bialma are not ma'akev, all of a sudden they're ma'akev and aseres yimei tshuva, that would seem to imply that there's a different kalos. We look at the whole tefillah differently. If we go further, and we even say that the rules of Shalosh Rishonos, Shalosh Achronos are changed during this tkufa, right? That sounds like what we're saying is that we're saying about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is kiddush enough, because the normal changes in a tefillah in the context of Yom Tovim are not in Gimel Rishonos and Gimel Achronos; they're in the Emtza. That we understand. That you could change the generic structure on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is itself, right, very telling, very unique. That you could extend that even to the Yimei Chol Benatayim of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because these are days of Tzom and Slichos Al Pidin, not just for the opportunities and the challenges, is even more intriguing. Almost as if we're saying, you know what, the differences between Bakasha and Hoda'ah and Shebach, and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, given the different chalos of tshuva and other things, avoda, that's part of the din, that these things are not as clear-cut. There is an aspect of Shebach and Hoda by acknowledging the need for Bakasha, let's say, and, the two, therefore, Bakasha itself is a kind of a Hoda of the Shebach. Some of the Shebach of a Hoda in these days is connected with the awareness of the need for bakasha in both degrees. And that makes for a kind of different shmanasrei, which would justify, if I'm saying is very ambitious, might justify also some other dinim that we find as well, which maybe are not just about, you know, chumras and kulas, etc. The role of the shliach tzibur, the fact that shliach tzibur is even motzi bikiyim, if that isn't just a practical halacha. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating comment, where he says, all this stuff about Merutz of a Kol ends up, you know, earlier they made this comment in Poskim Shulchan Aruch. It ends up like stirring up so much machlokas in the community that, you know, you wonder whether it's worth it. Like, you know, somebody's assigned, you know, to be Shulach Tzibur, and then somebody says, he's not Merutza Lakahal, you know. And that's, you know, that's the end of that, Shalom B'Shalom. So then he has a comment where he says, and anyways, you know, all that in the olden days when Shulach Tzibur played such a prominent role, because people really were Yotze Al Yidei the Shulach Tzibur, but Bizmanenu, Shulach Tzibur, you know, doesn't really have that status. Except maybe, he says, on the Musaf of Yom Kippur, because of the Avoda and the Kohen Gadol, and the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, especially because we integrate the Tekios Al Seder HaBrachos. So that's a fascinating shita and a very big Kiddush. But I thought that one could take it in the exact opposite direction and say, we see on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah that the role of the Shliach Tzibur is different. And it isn't just because pragmatically, you know, his role in the Avoda, his role in the role of the Tokeya in Tzkiya Shofar, but that the Yom Naraim, right, the role of Yochanan and Tzibur, that interaction is different. And that's what we mean, not just pragmatically, you know, even Bikiyim Kol Shana or not Bikiyim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but the whole role is different. And maybe from that perspective, when some of the Rishonim say that you can add Zachreinu and Nichamocha and all these things, you can integrate them into even Gimel Rishonim, Gimel Achronos, because they're considered to be Tzorchei HaTzibor. So do they mean because we say it B'Loshon Rabim and that's what we're referring to? Or do they mean that there's no such thing as Yachid and Tzibor that are separate in Yom Naraim, in the Tzkufa of Aser Semei Tshuva, at least on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? Bakasha and Shevach and Hodah are revised in terms of their relationship with one another. And Yachid and Rabim each play a separate role, and their interaction is also different than Kol Hashanah. So that, you know, in a way, what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Pezayin, which is that Aser Simei Tshuva, we treat Yachid Tshuva like the tshuva of the tzibur all year round, in terms of the Korin Gzardino, or it's an ace, roi le, you know, particularly roi le tshuva, that same idea would apply to explain the insertion of these haskaros, which normally shouldn't be justified unless it's tzorchei rabim, meaning the equation of yachid and rabim on Yom Naraim extends even that far. That would be a big chiddush, but I think that that is possible to say. This would affect many other things. I mentioned the same Pachtecha, even Manaser Sinei Tshuva. The question of Hefsik and Piyutim is an issue that the Poskim can discuss, the famous Tshuva of the Netziv in Meshav Davar. Normally, Piyutim would be considered a Hefsik, and some people are Machmir. The Rav in particular was Machmir to take out the Piyutim in certain parts of Shemoneh Esrei. Is it conceivable that the whole Shemoneh Esrei is, you know, at least subtly reformulated, at least on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, possibly even an Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I mentioned the Krios and the Kol Ram. I think all of these things, instead of being seen simply as added urgency, might be seen as a different color. So where does it all come from? So I mentioned the words of the Masechet Soferim. I want to elaborate that just for a second. Oh, before I do, I want to mention one other raya. The whole discussion in the Mishnah of what the proper way to say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros also may relate to this issue of Yochim Ben-Nuri, the Tanakama, right? Normally we have a clear distinction between Kedushas Hashem and Kedushas Hayom. Part of Machlokas HaTanaim is whether or not Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Hashem aren't revised in the context of Tfilas Yom Naraim. The idea that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros would be inserted to every tefillah, at least on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we don't say for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Machlokas Baal Amor, another Rishonim, right, they also reflect this idea of a revision of the basic character of tefillah, not just the insertion of certain specific themes on these days. So where does this come from? So I mentioned the other day the language of Masechet Soferim. The Rav is to speak about this too. Second, so from speaking about the problem of Zachreinu, Nichamocha, etc., and this minag of the Gaonim, or early minag, but isn't in the Gemara. And the question doesn't seem to violate the rules of Shemoneh Esrei. How can you do it? So he has this terrific line where he says, even though he goes on to say, "Ein mazkirin the gimel rishonus of the gimel achronus el the base yamim tovim shor hashana of yom kippurim bavad the af the elu the koshi hitiru." But we have the practice, right, to extend it to all of us aseres mitzvah. What does he mean? Kishem shechasimasan mishuna kach tfilasan mishuna. So I don't know. There are very few Mefarshim on Masechet Soferim, and they don't really speak about this as far as I know. But I want to suggest is the following. There's this famous question that some Achronim ask. Why is it that when it comes to other Yom Tovim, we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. We say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. It's usually even more elaborate than that. Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. Right, we sometimes even say over the whole theme or several themes, Bochal Avonoseinu, Avonos Kolam Kabeis Yisrael, right, and so on and so forth. So there's a famous comment in the Torah Tzmima, where he says that, you know, it was a conspiracy of the publishers, or if it wasn't a conspiracy, at least it was a mistake that was caused by the publishers. They didn't want to, you know, reprint Shmoneh Esrei for every single Yom Tov, so they wrote Mekadosh Yisrael, you know. Vazmanim, put in the local zman. It's almost like the Michas Chinuch, you know, except it's a little worse. Michas Chinuch, I think I spoke last year about Bidui. So we talked about the Michas Chinuch's question. When you say Bidui, right, on, in the context of Tshuva, why do you say Chatasi Avisi Pashati? Depending on which chet or what how you were chote, you should say either Chatasi or Avisi or Pashati. So the Michas Chinuch says, you're right, people make a mistake. The nusach of bidui of chatasi avisi pashati is either chatasi or avisi they meant, whichever one applies. I don't think that's correct either. Okay, but that's what Torah Tmima said. You should really be saying Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom chagamatzos, Mekadosh Yisrael, you know, v'yom chagasukos, and so on. But the nuschos of the Rishonim and Gaonim that we have don't seem to cohere with that. And I'm suggesting, I don't know if others suggested it as well, could be the Rav suggested this also, I didn't hear it directly, I just don't know. But maybe that's the pshat Masechet Soferim. Kashem, what do you mean Kashem Shechasi Masan Meshuna Kach Tfilasan Meshuna? What's Chasi Masan Meshuna? Everybody, the Alevi Yabo. The Chasima, what do you mean the Chasima's Meshuna? Meaning, the other Yamim Tovim, every Yantav has a dual character. There's a generic aspect, and there's a specific aspect. And the interplay between the two is always an issue. And the interplay, the dynamic is different than every other. And we speak about it a lot before the Yom Tov. Having said that, in general terms, the Yom Noraim's focus on its specific character, whether it negates the generic or downplays the generic, Yom Kippur, of course, even more so than Rosh Hashanah, but both of them, as a unit, the specific is much more projected than the generic. That's why it's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Yom HaKippurim, the Yom HaZikaron, where the others are Mekadosh Yisrael, Vazman. There's a time in Yalav Yavo to say Chagamatos and Chagashavuos, and so on. But the Chasima Sabracha, I think what Second Sofrim may be saying is something very profound, this idea. And then the Poskim, who think so, our Minog, are extending it a giant step further for the entire Chalos of Aseres HaMetshuva. What they're saying is, this unique focus, this generic focus, is part of what justifies, you know, again, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm talking about nuanced differences in Shmoneh Esrei. I just think that they're very important, and they're amazingly, you know, telling. But, of course, I mean, we're not talking about, Shmoneh Esrei, which doesn't resemble Shmoneh Esrei. But the point is, Kishem Shechasimasam, we don't see this as generic Shmoneh Esrei with an allusion to the specific. Right? It's a recreation for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and therefore we have the ability to avoid low plugs in the relationship between Bakasha, Sheva, Chodah. Not just because it's more urgent and we can put it in anyway, but maybe because the lines are more blurred, as I said, in both directions. And the Krios, and the Kol Ram, and the Shliach Tzibur, and also Chos Tshuva, and Tzom, and so on. If this is true, so again, there's a discussion in the Gaonim and then in the Rishonim whether we have the Nusach in Tefillah and Kiddush. Do you always say Mikra Kodesh and the specific day, or you only say the specific day? Tur has a line where he says, I don't understand why you would have to say Mikra Kodesh the Yom, you know, Hazikaron Hazeh. Once you said Yom Hazikaron Hazeh, what did you have to mention Yisra Malacha too, and any other Pratim, right? Say one or the other. You don't need to say Mikra Kodesh. Aside from which, Mikra Kodesh is actually connected to Yisra Malacha, to respond to the Torah. But I think it's exactly this Nikuda, right? What is the relationship between the generic and the specific? And it would be fascinating, although I've never seen it, if in the Nusach HaTzvila, Nusach Berachas HaMazon, and so on, or Kiddush, there were differences in terms of this issue itself. Mikra Kodesh, B'yom Hazeh, between various Chagim. But that's the point. Let's get back to what we asked to begin. So, if this is true, that with regard to a whole lot of things, especially in Yanei Tefillah, right, that there are significant discrepancies, and that the not only Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the intervening period, like, assumes a certain stat, how could that be? It's not in the Psukim, etc. So I think the answer is that it's a testament to exactly this unique feature that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have. One of the unique features of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is precisely their overriding impact. The idea that in the context of, or in conjunction with, either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, and especially the shadow that each one casts, nothing can be generic. If you have 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right, you don't need a makar. All you need is hints like Dershu Hashem Behimatzok, or Yubi Osel Karov, or Vayigba Hashem Tzivakos Kamishva. I mentioned the other day, Asara Yamin Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, is a phrase that Gemara uses in Rosh Hashanah, which is mathematically imprecise, but highlights this idea. It's worth noting, I think, that the same phrase is used in Brachos about Amelach HaKadosh and Amelach HaMishpat. And I think the idea is that what Dirshu Hashem B'himatzov, Vayikba Hashem, Tzavachos, B'mishpat, what they establish, together with the other things that we're talking about, is precisely the fact that you can't have a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur, you know, as two terminals, you know, in time, and go back to a Yom Chol, even a Yom Chol with a lot of absorption and preparation in between. Moreover, as I've said many, many times, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, on the one hand, constitute a single unit, Yom Nerayim, and at the same time, represent a contrast. That's not a stira. It's a dialectic, but it's not a stira. And on the contrary, what makes them a single unit, what the importance of the single unit, is precisely understanding what they share in common despite their differences, and also integrating their differences in a calibrated way as a process, right, which is not a straight process either. It's one which in some respects goes forward smoothly, in some stops and goes back and revisits with respect to different things, etc. I've said many years, Rosh Hashanah is the most complex day in the calendar, and the most personally the most personal freedom day of the calendar. I don't mean to do whatever you want, as I said before, I don't mean laissez-faire. What I mean is, there's Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and Shmiyah, and Tkiyah, and Ginuchei Ganech, and Yilulei Yalil. It's the amount of themes, right, reflected by Zichron Trua, right, is something which defies any other topic. And I've suggested in the past, both with respect to the problem of Tzom and these other things, but that's because it's the beginning of the period and it's about the human potential. I made the argument in the past, I was going to try to speak about this extensively today, but I have to finish in the next 3 minutes. I personally believe that Rosh Hashanah is a kind of super Rosh Chodesh, both in language used in Psukim and Emor. The Kesel Yom Chagenu, Eza Chodesh Shachag Miskasebo. I think there are a lot of rayas. Again, I'm not going to do it now, but I planned to do part of it, that to prove that basically Rosh Hashanah isn't just a coincident Rosh Chodesh, but its yesod is that it's a super Rosh Chodesh. And in the sense that it's all about Klal Yisrael's partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the ability of each individual to contribute right, to his own spiritual destiny. The implication of Rosh Chodesh, of course, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, is that we do have input, we're not just passive recipients in this relationship. And therefore, the fact that there's a greater level of choice, in terms of what you have to focus on everything, Balkis, Achornos, and Shavuos, and Shvarim, and Truah, and Tekiah. But the balance of it, right, is something which is, by nature, going to be highly individualistic, maybe different every year, depending on your needs and your experiences, and so on. In the end of the process, we'll speak more about this next week, is of course Yom Kippur, seemingly the exact opposite, the most black and white day of the year. The day of what I call simple choices and simple loyalties. Kulo Lashem, right? You're not passive on Yom Kippur, but you're totally submissive, and like the Avodas Yom Kippurim of the Kohen Gadol, the structure, the order, you're being led, right? You're imitating Malachim, who have a single shlichus and a very uncomplicated spiritual profile. It's a day in which, after all, the preparation of Rosh Hashanah and Aser Simei Tshuva, you decide whether or not you're the Asir Lifnai V'Lifnim or the Asir L'Azazel. The process which brings you from one to the other, and which establishes that it's really one process, and which integrates these two features, by definition, have to be defined as a chalos, halachic chalos, whether it be in tshuva, in maisim, or in tefillah, which is avodas Hashem. So even in the absence of psukim, maybe just on the basis of remazim in Parshas Amor, and the Mesorah, in terms of the drasha of Dirshu Hashem b'imatzov ayivah Hashem tzavakos b'mishpat, the idea of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, each as a transforming agent, and especially the connection between them as a single process, is responsible for the transformation of Yimei Chol Bein Atayim into Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippur. And of course, that speaks volumes about the opportunities and the challenges of each Rosh Hashanah, each one of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but as well, you know, seeing this, you know, as an integrated yet discrete process and the challenge that imposes upon us. It's a very fascinating thing that this bubble that is both reflected by and also created by the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur even revises the most basic categories of Kedusha Zman that we have. Because in a sense, if you ask, you know, what are the two components of Kedusha Zman, they're Rosh Chodesh and they're Shabbos. Right? The Torah begins with Shabbos, and according to Medrash, it should have begun with Rosh Chodesh. Yom Noraim has its own Rosh Chodesh, and it has its own Shabbos. It has its own Rosh Chodesh with all the flexibility and personal input that that implies, B'kesa liyom chageinu, and of course, culminating with Shabbos Shabbason of Yom HaKippurim. Each one is revised from its normal status. The Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah is in some senses unrecognizable in regular Rosh Chodesh. And certainly the themes of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, while overlapping, are different as well. Once again, because the Tkufa of the Yom of Naraim and everything that it implies, adjusts or recalibrates our most basic categories. But as we begin, the first part of this, I'd say for Chachmei Ashkenaz, it's really Aseres Yemei Tshuva, not only, or primarily Chodesh Elul. So I just want to wish everybody a Ksim of the Chasim Atova, Shnat Chaim Shalom, and as I say, it's really the beginning. And Yom HaNaraim represents an amazing opportunity. Our Miller mentioned the other day that this year in the yeshiva, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a time of, Kulal Hashem, in a sense. So I want to urge everybody who's, in the city, in this part of the country, to take full advantage of that. And we'll probably split between Bar Mitzvah Kol and, Yom HaNaraim. That'll be consistent with the theme of Yom HaNaraim, Chalos and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but also the idea that there is no such thing as Bar Mitzvah as a Chol, and it too is part of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Yes. Wish you all a good day.